B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, we're Dutcher and Rich. And fellas, all work and no play makes Fred a dull boy. So after the commissioners all get on the TV and they start yakking and sports this and sports that and all the news, baby, you got the weight of the world on my shoulders, I decided to flip it around and find out what's going down in Comedy Town. So I turn on the TV. This song is playing, and on the screen, it's a feast for the eyes. Sunglasses come flying by. A lollipop, for some reason, flies by. Hamburger. Hot dogs. So I'm thinking, this is just screaming to me my teenage years. I mean, sunglasses and hamburgers and dogs? I mean, this is about being a kid. All right, cut the music. Season 3, Episode 3, Save the Max. Zach and Screech. Screech is leading Zach into the basement of Bayside. So far unexplored. How'd Screech find it? He was thrown down a garbage chute by who? A chick. By the way, I like that the garbage chute goes to the basement, where no one has been in a long time. So it should have been like the scene in Star Wars where in the trash compactor. But it just, they fall into this pile of garbage and rats. But instead, it's meticulously clean. So they're in there, and there's all this machinery covered by sheets. And by the way, they unveil what it is, and it's all the machinery making modern music. It's the spirit of radio, baby. It's a radio station. So Zach, as always, he's a spark plug. He gets on the microphone. You know, the station's not on yet. He gets on the microphone and he goes, "It's time to rock and roll with your main man, Zach." So you know these guys are listening to the radio in 1992. Because, I mean, when did you not turn the radio on and hear someone say, "Hey, it's your main man, Fred. We're rocking and rolling." So the gang is sitting there, Screeching in Zach. And they somehow find out, they find a way to turn on the radio station that has not been used since the 60s. Now, would anyone care to guess what happens to Screech once the power is turned on?
He gets electrocuted?
Yeah, he gets electrocuted. Now, how do we know he got electrocuted?
Because his face is covered in soot and his hair is standing straight up.
You got that right, Jack. So they are looking around and they find out that Belding was the Big Bopper Master Blaster and the boss back in the 60s. Square Belding, you know, principal now, back in the day was known as three things. The Big Bopper, because, you know, you go into Hendrix, you come out saying it's the Big Bopper, the Master Blaster, and the boss. So the gang's like, "Man, let us turn on this radio station." And Screech has got his pants pulled up very high because he's a nerd. But then if you look at Slater, he's wearing Z Cavaricci's. They're just as high. Explain that to me. So cut to the Max. Now, the Max, the restaurant that they all hang out in, they order hamburgers because they're teens. And the Max has had actual Max. This is when the magician Max was part of the restaurant that he owned, named after him, called the Max. Here are the hamburgers. They look like Crystal Burgers, like White Castle Burgers. They're not the large, juicy, prime Chuck Burgers that we're used to at the Max. What's going on? And Max says, "Guys, I got to cut costs. And I'm doing that by making the burgers small." So the gang has, of course, Kelly, Lisa, and Zach, Slater, Screech, and all of them have to They're the people that run the radio station. Zach has decided to call himself Wolfman Zach. Lisa is a big gossip, so she gets on the radio and she just talks crap about all the kids at school, including who's been dumped and everything like that. And that's fine. No one gives a crap about that. So it turns out, guys, why does Max have to start making this, making these burgs a little small? Bayside owns the Max. Owns the Max. So here's the little guy, Max, saying to the world, hey, I'm a mere mortal. The big Bayside High owns this mother effer. What am I going to do? So, Zach, he has a meeting with Belding. And Belding's like, you know, Zach, you cannot... try to save the Max. And then he walks out of the room, and Zach gets on Belding's mic, and he goes, school's out. So, you know, everyone has a good chuckle. So they go, and they get the newspaper. They get the Bayside Times, and the paper says, Zach Wolfman Zach is a treat for the years. Screech, who has a serial show that is about horror and everything, oh, he's great. They say Lisa's gossip is great. Kelly's seductive because, of course, Kelly, she just talks like in a sexy voice. By the way, Kelly's hair parted to the left. The best Kelly look I've seen. I don't know why she didn't go back to that. But,
Really?
Yeah, it's the only episode where her hair is parted completely to the left.
Huh.
And I don't know why she didn't stick with that. It was amazing. I mean, she looked amazing. So, so he goes... here we go. Jesse says, hey, Zach, I found what you're looking for. Oh, by the way, they say that AC stinks. AC has been the sports guy, and he's, like, illiterate. He can't read what's on the paper. So Jesse comes up to Zach, and she goes, hey, I found out what you're looking for. He goes, what, a peephole in the girls' locker room?
That seems inappropriate.
He goes, what, a peephole in the girls' locker room? I would like to watch these teenage girls undress.
Yeah.
Perhaps go to the bathroom.
That doesn't seem like something that should be smiled upon on a children's show.
Jesse, I got what you want. What, a peephole in the girls' locker room? So I can watch these girls take off their clothes? Their nubile young bodies? So, so, Mr. Belding. So, hey, how about a hole in the girls' locker room?
Yeah, so they could look into the women's bathroom. That's
right. That's usually what it would be used for.
I don't think it'd be used for anything else unless it's a Porky situation.
Too sure.
But you know, then you get ball breaker involved.
And then it all changes, yeah.
You know what he wants?
What is that?
A peephole in the girls' locker room.
Right.
So anyway, cut to Belding's office. Zach wants to do a big to-do for the Max, and Belding's like, no, 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 no. And Zach says, like, you disappointed me, Mr. Belding. You know, can we return to when you were the big bopper? And Belding goes, ah, right. And cut to a fundraiser. Now, the fundraiser is going on at the Max. They're going to do a marathon show. The Max needs $10,000 desperately to get the radio station or to get the Max out of debt or whatever the hell, so the burgers can go back to the real size. So Lisa comes in and she starts spewing gossip. And the adult Max is sitting there intently shaking his head and listening to every word as she describes the sex lives of the teenagers that are across the Max. Now, total at one point is $8,134. They are desperate to fill in the rest of the money. Like, you want $10,000, but you get to $8,134 and there's no escape? You need to get $10,000? I mean, Zach's dad's a computer salesman. Get on that. So, here we are. It's the bottom of the ninth. Two outs, nobody on. Down by four. And here comes Slater. The very guy that they said was terrible. Slater comes in, makes a rousing speech. Phones start ringing. They get $10,000. Max is saved.
Was he sitting on a chair backwards when he did it?
No. Everyone was asleep because they were tired, and he came in full of energy. Ah. He was like a walking tornado. Ah. And you know what? Zach did get that hole in the girls' locker room. Tiger Radio, Bayside. When I wake up in the morning. All right. All right. Dan Roach.
Sorry I didn't interject much. Listen, you don't interrupt Da Vinci in the middle of painting.
He was, he was rolling. It would have been foolish.
Yeah. You don't disrupt Dave Thomas while he's creating the Baconator.
That's right.
I mean, you don't pester Jeff Zuba while he's creating his leopard print clothing masterpiece, the Zubas.
Jeff Zuba.
His first name is Jeff?
I'm sure it is.
Oh, okay.
Bob Zuba, okay. His brother. Because he got him in two of them. They're like twins, like the Barbarian twins.
Bob Zuba, right.
All right. We will be back. We'll be joined by Dan Roach.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're Dutcher and Rich. And fellas, all work and no play makes Fred a dull boy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Boston sports fans start their day with Dutcher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused.
Dutcher and Rich.
What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's just a disaster for our game. Absolutely no question about it. It shouldn't be happening, and it's important that we find a way to get past it and get the game back on the field for the benefit of our fans.
Sub, we're Dutcher and Rich. That was Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Baseball. And if you believe the agent of Trevor Bauer, one of the great hip-hop artists of all time, someone with absolutely no self-awareness, if you believe his agent, there is a plan to delay things until there is only a 55-game season, thereby the owners end up saving like a couple hundred million dollars.
Well, I mean, everything kind of went back and forth, and the players basically just said, you can force a season on us, so yes. Tell us when. And that's when, of course, things got bad, because I guess the owners all of a sudden heard or assumed that the players were going to sue Major League Baseball because of this whole bad faith thing. And the reason why was that in that contract they signed back in March, the owners had promised that they would play the maximum amount of games that they could. And then, and of course, Trevor Bauer's agent probably said, well, if you come out with 50 games, we could play 70 plus right now, and that's why you're dragging your feet. But it's a disaster.
The owners suddenly realize, oh my God, they're on to us.
Yeah, but also, but also, the players maybe shouldn't have signed that deal. Yeah. That, according to Jared Karabas, who is indeed friends with several of the players, knows for a fact that they did not read.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. I mean, they just signed it, and I didn't show it to any representatives or anything. Just went, okay. All right. Danny Roach. Now he's been become the face of WBZ television. Mm-hmm. So Dan reaches out to Dan Roach last night, Dan O'Brien, our producer. And Dan, when did Roach get back to you?
I got a text from Dan Roach at 4:25 a.m. this morning.
Oh, yes. Boy. Yeah.
Lots of emojis on there, Roachy. Lots of exclamation points.
Roach, what is going on with you? Why are you up that early?
Just trying to figure out, you know, where it all went wrong. That's all. It's just, you know, it's very, I'm very sad today. I'm not angry anymore. I just, for the life of me, do not understand how these multi-millionaires, billionaires, can't put their heads together and say, you know, for the love of the game, what do we need to do here? And it's just disheartening. You guys just summed it all up as you went back and forth with what Manfred and then the Players Association and the players, what they're all saying, instead of, you know, getting a deal done. You know, and if you want to battle the CBA, if you want a salary cap, and I always thought there should be a floor to the salary cap, as far as a ceiling and then a floor, a minimum amount of money spent by the lower budget teams like Tampa and what have you, then figure it out after this year, not during the pandemic, not during the peaceful protest, not during when turmoil and chaos are going on in this country. Wait until next year when it all expires and blow it up then, but you're blowing up the minor leagues. You know, you have all these things. And here's a little thing on the player side. David Price, who we all disliked here in Boston for various reasons at times, was the one guy who stepped up and said, I'm going to give every minor leaguer $1,000, the 400 minor leaguers in the system, because the owners can't afford to pay that kind of money to these minor league kids. You know, where was everybody else? Where was Mike Trout? Where were the agents? Where were the rest of the players on every single team saying, you know what, if David Price is going to do that, I'm going to do that. So help out these kids who aren't going to play baseball for a year, and the minor league teams and cities and franchises like Lowell or what have you may just shut down. So you're basically ruining the entire game, not just your game, not just where you're at. It's every facet of that. All these college kids, some of these local kids who signed these deals for $20,000 to try to go play in an organization, they're not going to be able to play. I mean, you just keep screwing up left and right, and you're just letting every other sport pass you by, and you're just ruining a game that needed help, that desperately needed help to be fixed, not what we're seeing now. Didn't need help to be destroyed. And if you're not in it for the love of the game as an owner, then get out and get in line, because somebody else will be there with their billions of dollars to have some fun with the franchise. It's just very disheartening with what's going on in the game of baseball right now. It's just I'm flabbergasted at these guys, what they're thinking. I have no idea.
Okay, Dan, so we've said in the past, God, this has been going on for so long, but it seems like every time an owner opens their mouth, it just looks bad. But are we at the point now where the Red Sox and John Henry, they have to say something, don't they? Like, I mean, because the silence is kind of deafening. For a while, it was like, just stay out of it. But now we're at a point where, don't you think they need to make a comment?
I would, you know what I mean? And we almost need like a Robert Kraft situation where we had with Jeff Saturday and all the players that thanked Robert Kraft for stepping in and helping broker this deal when it was dead in the NFL several years ago. We need someone like that, an owner, just one owner, to stand up and say, instead of Bill DeWitt saying, I can't make any money, it's not as profitable as you think, and then, oh, by the way, we've agreed to a $1 billion deal with TBS, which was perfect timing over the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. That came out, too, over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's so a $1 billion deal with TBS.
Yes.
You want to talk about bad timing for the owners to try to cry poor.
Right.
So you need
one owner to step up and say, I love the game of baseball. We need to figure this out for the love of the game, for the fans, for the players, for generations beyond us. If we want this game to continue, we need to come to some agreement. And especially, I'll keep going back to it, especially this year, nobody, with everything that's going on, everyone's worried about a second bout with the coronavirus, plus the peaceful protest and what's trying to be accomplished there. Nobody needs any of this right now. Not none of it. It's just, you know, it's I My wife and I are talking about going to the Cape. I don't want to go to the Cape because there's no baseball. I'm gonna sit at Veterans Field in Chatham and just look. That's what I'm gonna do at night. I just like I don't want to go. Like, come on.
No, so the Cape means nothing to you unless there's Cape League baseball.
No,
you can always go and sit
go.
At the field,
Dan. No, I don't want to cross the border. I don't even think about it. Oh, there's Wareham. Yeah, that's the home of the Gateman. Oh, we're passing through Bourne. That's the Braves. No, I don't want to even go.
Now, Dan, why are you up so early in the morning? I mean, we can joke around about baseball and everything else, but why are you up so early in the morning?
Well, because, remember, Fred, you said yesterday that you were up for 23 hours or what have you because yes. you slept until noontime on Sunday. I get a really good sleep Sunday night, and then last night I fell asleep right after Manfred and then Bettman, and I woke up at like 4 o'clock. So I slept like 7 hours or 6.5 hours, which is, you know, good for me and good for this time period and everything. So I was just up, and then I fall back asleep, but I just was up. I get up in the middle of the night for some reason and just look on Twitter and then go to bed.
Does Manfred survive this? Like, because I mean, you couldn't handle this any worse than he's been handling this.
You know, I think both Tony Clark and Rob Manfred have issues. I mean, and I think you know they'll continue, I guess, just because of the way things are going. But you know, I think they all should be let go, and they should be, you know, someone else should step in and figure it out, because whatever has happened here, there's no coming back from what's happened here. That's the thing. I mean. You know, so let's say that they come up with a deal and it's 50 games or whatever. There's just so many people that are angry about it. And then, as you guys, if we've all talked about, they're just going to mix in with the NHL playoffs, the NBA playoffs, MLS, who got it right and did a World Cup-style tournament, and then the return of football. They're just going to mix in. They're going to become an afterthought at some point. And maybe during the playoffs, people will get excited for it. But if they come out and play a 50-game schedule that starts August 1st with everybody else, ho-hum, you know, that's the problem that they're dealing with. So, yeah. I think that, you know, when this whole thing is over, and, you know, unfortunately, we may go into 2021 with the same type of leadership, and then who knows? Maybe the game gets shut down because the minor leagues are just going to – they need fixing. There's talk of contraction, and I get it to some degree, you know, in getting only the best prospects and what have you, but, you know, it's just a mess. So do you trust either one of those to lead you to the next generation of baseball right now?
Malik, will you
unless
shut
something
up?
Happens, the answer is no.
Wallach's making a racket back there.
I was waiting for him to say something.
No, I heard it, and I deliberately did not say anything.
It was driving you crazy. Dan, is he not Dan Rowe? Dan O'Brien, is he like looking around the studio like it's the call of my family?
He's on top of the counter. Yeah, it's like fun all about.
Didn't say a word. I heard it, and I'm like,
you
nope,
bumping into the window.
Nope, not this time.
All right, Dan Roach. So, I mean, I thought the Trevor Bauer thing that he said, you obviously read what he was talking about. You heard us talking about this morning, right? That
yeah.
his whole idea is that he believes that Manfred is just trying to buy time because he doesn't want to have a bad faith thing where they only have 50 games instead of the 70 they could fit in now. And Trevor Bauer's like, okay, your date is in 2 weeks from now, and that's when you're going to say, let's get this thing done. What's that? Oh, sorry. I just heard something weird on the phone. Okay. So, yeah, with that going on right now, that actually sounded to me almost like there could still be baseball. It's just that Rob Manfred's dragging his feet and delaying this all happening.
Right. See, but again, I go back to what I said earlier, Rich, is that, you know, and what we've talked about is lock yourselves in a room, and if there was trust, and that's obviously there's no trust between the players and the commissioner and ownership. If there was trust, you would lock yourselves in a room at some point in the last 2 weeks and say, listen, you know, I get that you want to come back. The only way that we're going to do the prorated schedule is if we play 50 to 60 games. That's the only way that we can do this. And that's what you guys want. The owners want 50 to 60 games. They don't want 70 to 100 because they feel like it'll drain them too much. Fine. So there's got to be some compromise in there, correct, right? So instead of what they're going through with the public back and forth and this and the trust and this and ruining that and everything else, why don't you lock yourselves in a room and emerge from that and say, we're going to play a 60-game season starting X, you know, whatever the date is, and because we don't want to play after October 27th. So they've had so many chances to get this done that, again, doing it this way is the wrong way. You know, no matter how Manfred feels, and maybe they do want to play 50 games, that's fine with me. I think it's fine with the fans. You've just done it the completely wrong way that you should have done it during this time frame. It's just wrong.
You're close to some of these players. Have you been gotten any comment from those guys and what they're thinking about all of this right now and what a cluster F it's become?
Rich, ball players are the same for the most part, you know, and I hate to categorize them all, but they just want to play. You know what I mean? They don't care about the back and forth and the bickering and what we need, what the game needs. I mean, I go back to what David Price did for the minor leaguers. You know, that should be a no-brainer from the rest of the players. But a lot of those players, like, it's just the way they are. You know, you've all been around athletes. I've been around baseball players my whole life. They just care about playing the game of baseball on a daily basis. It means everything to them, and that's what they want to do. And they don't want to deal with all this rest of this stuff. There's a few your player reps on each team that get involved and, you know, have their voices heard and what have you. That's all fine if it's organized and done the right way. But the bottom line is, no matter how everybody feels, they just want to play the game of baseball. That's how they look at it.
Okay, if they're forced back and that Major League Baseball says, here's the 50 games you're going to play at the price that we say that you've agreed to this, we're having a season, do you anticipate any Red Sox players sitting out this season?
I wouldn't. I'd be very surprised. You know, I mean, the guys that maybe have a lot of money and have it in the bank and what have you, they could. But I'd be surprised. I just think, you know, to me, if I called you and said, hey, Rich, you know, here's what they're going to do. They're going to play 50 games. I'm going to have the playoffs. I think you'd be like, yeah, that's fine. Let's just go do it. You know, unless you're concerned about the COVID-19 and the coming back of that, which I understand now because of how, you know, it's spreading worse down south and what have you. So these games are going to be played in home ballparks, not in a bubble like Orlando or what have you. So that would be my concern. But for the most part, I think that they would be all fine. And the other part of that is, too, is if you're a ball player, you don't want to go 18 months in between playing games. Like, that's a lifetime in an athlete's, in a professional athlete's life. You're missing out on the revenue part of it, too, but also your body and playing the game and getting to where you need to be at that level. You don't want to take 18 months off in your career if you can help it, and that's without injuries. So I think for the majority of guys that if you said today, hey, we're going to meet this date, we're going to play, train for 3 weeks and then start playing, I think that the majority would go.
All right. Well, there you go. I couldn't hear you over all the commotion that Wallace.
Yeah, what's up with Wallace? Johnny, what are you doing today?
Just hanging out, chirping whenever I can.
Who's standing in the bird sanctuary, by the way? Like, is that you, Dan? Are you standing outside?
Me? Yeah, I'm just outside of my yard. It's where I just go now and sit and look at nothing. That's what I do now.
How do you find your happiness, Dan? Because this is sad times for you.
It's going to sound sad, but I've been sitting in my driveway a lot on a chair just with a cup of coffee and just sitting. That's what I've been doing.
That's actually not bad. I mean, yeah. I think there's a lot of people doing that, just sitting outside. You know what? Getting in their car and sitting in the driver's seat and just not going anywhere.
Right. I'll turn to Harry. Hey, Harry, could you let's recreate the seventh inning from 1983 Red Sox Angels. All right. Two down in the seventh, Dad.
There's nowhere you can go. You just sit in a lawn chair in your driveway.
No. Where am I going to go, Fred? Where am I going to go?
Like a pool?
No, I don't have a pool. You know, I don't want to go to a pool. I want to go to a ballpark. I want to go to a game. I want to go to a stadium. I want to go to Disney World.
You're throwing a fit, basically. You're saying, if you don't bring back baseball in Disney World, I'm not going nowhere.
That's right. I'm sitting in my driveway, damn it.
Now you got it, fellas. Now you got it.
Do you have a sign like honk if you miss baseball?
No, that sign won't out. Too much honking in the neighborhood. We got calls.
Yeah, that's right. It's just a symphony of honks.
Real quick, did I ask you this? If you had to, because you saw what the media has to sign if they want to cover the NBA down in Disney.
I'm in.
Like, okay, three and a half. It's like could be 3.5 months where you can't leave Disney. Could you do that?
I turned to my wife. I said, you know, nothing against you and my family, but that might be the best three and a half months of my life if I went to that job.
Yeah, but you would end up hating. How great would it be if you ended up hating Disney by the time you left?
You can't ride the rides, Dan. You got to cover it.
No, they're opening up.
The feeling in my heart. You know what I mean? Like if I wake up and I'm at the yacht club and I'm walking by and I take a boat to the monorail and the transportation center to the wide world of sports. Like, just seeing the complex and that sign, you know, even if I was staying outside the park, that sign, welcome to the Magic Kingdom, when you first pull in, those all fill my heart with joy, so I'd be fine. I'd be more than fine every single day.
No, Fred, there's two tiers of reporters that are there. If you're tier one and the people who are going to be interviewing the players every day, you can't go to the parks. You're in the same bubble that they are.
No.
So that would be like, see, to me, that almost seems like a Dan Roach hell. You're at Disney,
right.
But you can't go to any of the parks.
Right. Yeah. No, you need to be staying like in the Grand Floridian or in the Polynesian or one of those hotels. You get up, you have your cup of coffee, your breakfast. Morning, everybody. How are we doing today? Have a wonderful, magical day. And then you get out there and you go to the monorail and you're like, hi, ho.
If you're at the Polynesian, can you watch, like, the dancers? Can you participate in that?
Yeah, have a luau every night, Freddie. Every night at the Polynesian.
And then when you get on the tram, what happens?
Well, then you just, you take the monorail to the Disney Transportation Ticket Center. Then you hop on a bus to go to the Water World of Sports. And there you go.
Have you been there before?
Yeah, I've been everywhere around Disney, Fred. My son played some baseball games at the Disney complex, at the Wild World of Sports complex. It's great.
I heard it's impressive.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's pretty awesome. Everything they do down there is awesome. And then imagine if baseball came back during the NBA and a team like the Braves that used to train there trained or they played games at the Disney complex. I'd never leave. I wouldn't come back till like late October.
Oh, awesome. That's right. You could get some spring training action. You could get you could watch the old crack of the bat and slap of the glove.
WBZ, the best coverage in town, Freddie.
Yep. He's already working on the pitch to his bosses to go down there. I can hear it.
Have you been back to work yet?
Yeah, every day, Fred. Oh, no, in the building? No. Yeah. No, not in the building.
When are you doing that?
He's doing it from his basement. Have you seen all the memorabilia in the background?
No, I have. But when are you going back?
I don't know. It hasn't been brought up. I'm pretty content down there. I like it, and I've had people answer my calls and everything else. People have been nice during the thing, do Zoom interviews. It's been great.
But then don't you want to go somewhere?
But when they have games, yeah. But they have no game right now. I'd rather sit in my driveway and just recreate it in my head.
Okay. During that whole thing, Wallach just kept chirping and chirping. All right, well, Dan Roach, well, enjoy your day sitting in a chair. It's just you, coffee, and a chair. That's why you get up so early. It's because you're consuming 75 pots of coffee. Every one of your dreams involves having a cup of coffee in your hand.
All right. Awesome. All right, fellas. Hey, have a great day. Enjoy the games.
All right. Enjoy. Yeah. All right.
Those games.
I don't think he's – I mean, he does miss that. I mean, it's also when it's your profession – I guess it would really suck too. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Well, I was given a gift over the weekend and something I thought I would share with you guys.
All right, so we'll be back. Here are the headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Last week, Major League Commissioner Rob Manfred said he was positive there'd be a 2020 season. Last night, he said he was no longer sure there'd be one at all. Team owners said earlier yesterday there would be no season unless the players waived all rights to file any legal claims against them. The union broke off negotiations with the owners over the weekend. Manfred told ESPN last night he wants them to come back into the room.
We are running out of time. The clock is ticking on this. But the key, the important first step is a willingness on the part of the MLBPA to get back at the table and engage in the process.
The fear from the owners is that if Manfred uses his powers to simply implement the season, the union will quickly file a grievance claiming the owners didn't bargain in good faith to give them as long a season as possible. Also, USA Today reports several Major League players and coaches have tested positive for COVID-19. And as a result, the league is now not sure that even if the two sides agree, it is safe to play. Torrey Krug, Sean Corrali, and Matt Grzelcyk were among the Bruins back working out yesterday. NHL teams beginning to ramp up for training camp on July 10th. And the San Francisco 49ers yesterday signed head coach Kyle Shanahan to a new six-year contract. This replaces the 3 years left on his current deal. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Rapid Flow Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Drain troubles during this time? Their staff is safely equipped to enter your home or business and perform service 24 hours a day so you don't have to live or work in an unhealthy environment. Call 800-286-FLOW or visit rapidflowinc.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 8 o'clock.
Town Fair Tire is New England's largest independent name brand tire dealer with the guaranteed lowest price and the most free services for life. That's why nobody beats a Town Fair Tire deal. Nobody. Town Fair Tire.
Hello, I'm Lauren Baker, First Lady of Massachusetts. Something new is coming to help families buy food for kids while schools are closed due to COVID-19. It's called the Pandemic EBT Program. It provides eligible families with almost $30 per kid per week to spend on healthy food your family loves. It's a way to boost your household budget and support your community. The PEBT Program. To find out more, visit map-ebt.org.
Hey, New England, it's Maz. You've been hearing me talk about Aaron's and Gravely lawnmowers for a few years now, and I'm telling you, it's never been a better time to finally treat yourself to a zero-turn mower. I will never use a different brand again. The Gravely and Aaron zero-turn beat any tractor out there. Precision cutting that gets the job done in a fraction of the time. So get a Gravely or Aaron zero-turn mower for as little as $26.99 and take advantage of 0% financing over 48 months. And don't forget, Father's Day is this weekend, and we all know Dad could use some alone time. Visit your independent Gravely or Aaron's dealer today.
I want to break out. I want to shake out. I want to get out.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I got a move. It's going to be a Subaru summer.
Subaru summer is going on now. This is your chance to embrace the great outdoors in the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback, the safest and most adventurous Outback ever made. Starting at $26,645, you can buy the Outback with 0% financing for up to 63 months or lease for only $249 per month for 36 months with $2,449 due at signing. Powered by symmetrical all-wheel drive and X-Mode, the Outback is built for your summertime adventure. Drive away in the all-wheel drive Subaru Outback. Buy with 0% financing or lease for only $249 per month. For complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com.
It's gonna be a Subaru summer.
Are you having trouble accessing your paper mail while working remotely? Morgan Records Management is here to give your company electronic access to mail, checks, and all paper material you may need from the office. And right now, get access to their digital mailroom services risk-free for 60 days and no long-term commitment. Companies across New England are using Morgan Records Management for digital mailroom services, and now is the perfect time for yours to try it risk-free for 60 days. Start your free trial today at MorganRecordsManagement.com. That's MorganRecordsManagement.com.
On a back road west of Boston, a hand-built carbon fiber racing bicycle cuts the evening air. It's a blend of high-tech and high-touch, which happens to be how we craft solutions for your business at Brookline Bank. Because with a range of technology-based financial services and a hands-on approach to understanding your business, Brookline Bank makes it easier to ride to your goals. It's banking well-crafted from Brookline Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you've lost your job and health coverage due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the Massachusetts Health Connector can help. The Health Connector is offering open enrollment through June 23rd for anyone who's recently lost their health insurance. No need to wait to find available, affordable, quality coverage, plus access to no-cost coronavirus benefits. You may qualify for Connector Care coverage, which has low premiums and copays and no deductibles. Visit mahealthconnector.org to find your new plan today.
Hey, it's Wallach for Window Nation. This summer, Window Nation wants to help homeowners protect and improve their homes with new windows, siding, and doors as you adapt to this new normal and more people working from home. If you need new windows, there's no better time as they're deferring payment on all windows for 2 years with no money down and no interest. Plus, they have reduced pricing by up to 50% off all style windows. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com by Sunday, and you'll also get a free upgrade to triple pane glass.
As the country begins to reopen and get back to work, a career at Ken's Foods might be right for you. Ken's Foods produces Ken's salad dressing, Sweet Baby Ray's, and Sticky Fingers barbecue sauce right here in Massachusetts. Ken's Foods is actively hiring, including entry-level positions with no experience needed. Learn more at jobs.kensfoods.com.
This is important.
Visit the store at 98.5thesportshub.com to purchase your Sports Hub gear.
Special designer
Toucher and Rich, Zoe and Bertrand,
Felger and Mass,
and Adam Jones shirts.
Plus limited edition 10th anniversary wear
in the Sports Hub store at 98.5thesportshub.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher. Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Now, Rich, you said to have a gift. What is this gift that you speak of?
Well, there is a very interesting human being that exists on the old iTunes, Spotify, any place where you get your music, and he's somebody who I think saying that he is prolific would be the understatement of the century. A gentleman who has given us such hits. I think this might be the first one that we ever played as this one, Dan.
I like to listen to you on the radio in the greater Boston area. You are very funny. Get on the radio, talking about your life and talking about sports and stuff. With your buddy Rich, Toucher and Rich is such a very good show on the radio. I like to listen to it several times per week. Oh, when people call you, they say, hey guys, hey, what's that all about? Oh, Fred Toucher, you are such a good radio host. I like to listen to you on the radio. I think it is so funny when you say funny things. Oh, Fred Toucher, I want to be your friend. Fred Toucher, you could call me if you wanted to. My phone number is 603-6.
Okay, all right. That's working out there.
I like the thought that went into that. A man who slaved over the lyrics.
And this is not somebody who just like was a listener to the show and said it. I mean, this is a guy who has written over 2,000 songs, and it's under a million different names. Now, it's under this thing called Moturn Media is what it's, I guess that's his record label, but it's all him. And he goes under names like The Very Nice Interesting Singer Man, The Passionate and Objective Joker Fan, The Sorry Apology Song Person, The Hungry Food Band Guy, The Strange Man Who Sings About Dead Animals, The Guy Who Sings Your Name Over and Over, The Paranormal Song Warrior. Any topic, he has sung a song about it, including one that we learned this year is something that, to be quite honest, we played it about 2 months ago, and it still has not left my head. Dan?
Diarrhea.
You want to play the hits.
Diarrhea. This is the first single off the album.
Diarrhea. Water. Brown water is flowing from my stinky, stinky, stinky bum. Solid poop has become diarrhea. It's not a trick. It means I'm sick. There's no way I would pick diarrhea water.
All right. You can stop it there. So, I mean, he has made songs about everything. We know that. I mean, of course, you know, there's...
So did he just, like, find a beat, like, on a keyboard, or is he playing?
So he's playing, and, like, each song is a little different. Like, it's not like Wesley Willis, who just presses the demo key and sings
right
over it. Like, he's got... Like, he writes these new songs.
What a high comparison. You must be thrilled that you compared him to Wesley Willis. You know, listen, say what you will, but he's not as sparse as Wesley Willis. Rest in peace.
The diarrhea song is a completely different melody than Twerk Farts, you know, one of his follow-ups, which is another hooky one. Still have that one in my head as well. And then all of a sudden, this weekend, I find something in my inbox, the old email inbox, and it just said, for you. and it was from Moturn Media, this gentleman, and I was like, okay, what is this? And I pressed play, Dan.
Rich certainly poop. 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 Rich certainly rich. Certainly rich. Certainly poop. Rich certainly rich. Certainly poop. Certainly rich, certainly rich, certainly rich, certainly poop.
So he knew how to win your heart. Just say your name followed by poo.
There's no second verse. There's no third verse. It's just Rich certainly, and guess the name of the song?
Rich certainly poop.
That's the name of the song. Rich certainly
poop.
But you knew how to win your heart. Say your name and then say your favorite thing to talk about.
Definitely got Rich to open that one.
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, Rich couldn't get on that fast enough.
I'm going to click that thing. You know,
he's like, "That's." I want that to be saying at my funeral.
You know, yeah. How our whole attitude has changed.
Like,
the first time I've heard the Fred Toucher song, it was like psycho. Like, oh my God. Because he didn't send it to us. It was just, I happened to stumble across it. And all of a sudden I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
there's
I remember
some random guy on Spotify who wrote a song about Fred. And I'm like, this is really odd. And now, you know, I get the Rich certainly poop on it. I'm just like, well, yeah, of course, it's
Rich
that guy.
Rich certainly poop.
Yes, that's right. Not
certainly
a lot of
poop.
That's going to be when he goes into the Hall of Fame. Rich, this is the song that's playing. And it'll go right into the diarrhea song.
Well, you know, if they have a Grammys.
Diarrhea.
Somebody says that guy has a song about Rex Ryan's foot fetish. You don't say. He probably has some songs about paint drying and badgers and heat.
I want to hear the Rex Ryan foot fetish one.
Okay, well, then we will have to find that over the break. I'm sure that we... Dude, you know what I could do? It would take me like a day, but I could find like the five most random songs that this guy's come up with, because there are just odd ones. There was that one that was just like Kennesaw poop. Remember that? Like, I was like, where the hell did that come from?
Oh, man.
But the
that was like a preamble to his Rich Certainly Poop song. He wanted to give your hometown a shot before.
Rich Certainly Poop.
Yep, that's
Certainly
my gravestone.
Rich Certainly Poop.
Put this at my funeral as they're lowering the casket. Yes, it's not water poop. At least I'm solid. So yeah, I mean, I could go through and find like the most random ones that this dude's come up with, because they're random.
The breaks are a little short, so I don't know if we can do it. But if we can find the Rex Ryan foot fetish song.
Okay, let's see if I can do that.
A brother in arms, I see.
Water poop.
Enough of that. So get that to the side and give me the 10 toots. All right, we will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher.
Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich.
Going to dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Rich certainly poop. Rich certainly poop. Rich certainly poop. Rich certainly poop. Rich certainly poop.
985, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Do we have any Foot Fetish song or no? Because that was a tall order, I know.
No, we found it. I think we're loading it in right now. But as I was going
it now, yes.
Okay, well, that was a quick work. Good job.
As I was going through this guy's, I mean, vast. I can't overstate how many songs this man has made. I mean, it's over, at least over 2,000 that he just, I mean, about everything. And I just randomly came across one called All I Want to Do Is See Your Underwear, which is strange.
All right. Can we, I guess we have heard, we have found and loaded in.
He's done a whole album about his body parts. The foot song, feet, feet, foot, foot, a song about my toes, ankle song, the big toe song, my cute little pinky toe. Here's a song about my middle three toes is the name of one of his songs. Achilles tendon, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hips, 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 the hip song, the knee song, calf, the back part of your lower leg, the quad song, quadriceps femoris, talking about the thigh. Everybody has a butt, the butt cheek songs, legs, I got legs, yep. Right leg, left leg, the belly button song, belly button, yeah. Everybody has a belly, belly, belly. Stomach is where the food goes. Chest, between your neck and belly. These are all song titles.
Yep. All right.
Your heart is important.
I think
spleen song.
Okay.
What?
Yes. He's naming a lot of body parts. He's Mr. Good Body.
Like, he's made a song about every single one of those.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we go. I mean, it's. I think he, you know, doesn't spend a day writing each one. All right. Here we go. Get down to business. This is the Rex Ryan. What's this guy's name?
Well, the name of this one, because he goes under many different names, and this is the New England Football Band, I believe. The Boston Sports Band of New England is what he calls this one.
Okay, here we go.
Well, some guys like eyes, some guys like thighs, others still go crazy over necks. But not Rex. His name is Rex Ryan. He likes junk food better than lettuce. He coaches the Jets and he's got a foot fetish. The only thing that he prefers to a full course meal are some lovely toes and a perfect heel. He loves his gosh darn snacks like pizza and fried onions. He once dumped a girlfriend because she had some bunions. When he was young, he wrote down his dream job list. Of course, number one was podiatrist. And football coach is close enough, it's a game of feet, not yards. Though lately concentrating on the game has gotten hard. Cause in opposing stadiums, everybody mocks. Poor, poor Rex distracting him by taking off their socks. And referees confer with Rex to see if a pass is complete. Cause he knows if the receiver stayed in bounds with both feet. And late, late, late at night, as he's petting his wife's toes, he wonders why, oh why, did we post those videos?
A tremendous amount of effort put into that one. Unlike Rich Certainly Poop Poop Poop.
Just three words.
I mean, he was actually trying on that Rex Ryan one.
The rhyming of lettuce and fetish. Very
and
impressive.
Then he got the podiatrist. Like, he had to, you know, find a way in fried onions, bunions.
Yeah.
I mean, that was when he was still trying. Now it's just Rich Certainly Poop Poop Poop.
I wonder if he tried on Forehead,
Rich,
the song.
Poop, poop, poop.
Rich Certainly Poop Poop Poop.
Rich Certainly Poop Poop Poop. Step on that broken glass.
We may have to load it because there's one called the Foot Song, Feet, Feet, Foot, Foot. Maybe we'll put that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.